Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Vent This. Please keep in mind we're not approved or endorsed by anyone to do anything. We haven't even been cleared to talk to people. But we're here to listen to your vents and try to provide you with some answers to your problems and to be helpful and maybe create a few laughs and giggles and have a good time. And that's why we're here. Now, today we're joined again by our friend, the illustrious comedian, Lucretia Lyon. Lucretia, welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Wow, thanks for all that applause. Lucretia, anything you want to talk about? Get off your mind, get off your chest, get out of the crook of your thing. People usually get things stuck in their craw, whatever a craw is.
What is a craw?
I don't know.
What is a craw?
I don't know. I know what a crow is, but not a craw.
I like crawfish.
Yeah. Crawfish. Well, yeah. Do you have anything stuck in your crawfish? I don't know. That sounds disgusting or weird.
Never had it.
That reminds me of home. I'm from East Texas, so I know all about the crawfish, but not so much the craw.
I've had crawfish.
What does it taste like?
Louisiana.
It's kind of like
shrimpy, like a shrimp.
Yeah,
right?
it's like shrimp, but just like I guess if you've ever had catfish, it's like the catfish, you know, version of shrimp, like a little bit dirty tasting. I guess
dirty shrimp.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dirty I guess shrimp. That's a great way to. Yeah, I haven't had it in years, like over 20 years. But yeah,
does it taste good? What's it? It tastes like a shrimp.
Well, they put a lot of spice on it.
Dirty. Yeah. Like, that's the thing, is Cajun spice is usually to cover up the fact that our seafood from there is not as great. Like, you know.
Oh, great. Yeah. Nice to know that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're eating crap, but does it taste good?
Well, you know, their original name was crapfish, but they thought that would be harder to eat. So, yeah. Now they've changed it to craw. Yeah, yeah. So it was a little bit easier to go.
Yeah. Better for marketing. Crapfish didn't go over well.
Yeah.
They don't crawl, right? You're not saying crawl, fish. You're saying craw, right?
Yeah.
Craw.
Like, yep, no L.
Right, because shrimp are
C-R-A-W.
Shrimp are bottom feeders, so they eat with
crawfish. Yeah. And so are catfish.
Oh God, I won't eat it. Okay.
Louisiana, Texas, all those places, they eat all those bottom feeder things. But they're good. I've done it several times. Yeah.
Crawfish, yeah, catfish has its charm, you know? It takes you back. Because we used to have this drive-thru restaurant, Catfish King. They had the best little weird hush puppies. Like, now this is really taking me back. It's like, I'm not going to vent. I'm just going to be like, why don't we have more hush puppies here?
Now you're hungry and you're not going to be able to talk. So, then what is it? There's a little saying about eating crawfish too. What is it? Pinch the head and pull the tail, or pinch the tail and pull the head? Isn't there a term? I know something is a pinch.
I think it is pinch the head and pull the tail. That sounds right.
Yeah. So anyway.
You do that to your girlfriend, right, Chucky?
I used to get in trouble for that in bars years ago.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry, I'm from Louisiana.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sorry, I pinched your. What is it? Pinch your tail?
Didn't mean to pinch your tail and pull your head or whatever.
Whatever. Well, should we hear the first?
No. I've got something that I've been thinking about lately, and I'm just wondering, and it's kind of weird, and it's off track. I guess maybe it's not off track. It has to do with the digestive tract, kind of, in a way. But like, and I was just wondering this the last couple of days, and I need to Google it and find out. But like, who was the first guy that came up with the idea of the enema? Huh? what the hell was that? I mean, did some guy just wake up one morning and say, "I think I'll shove a hose up my ass and fill myself with water"? How did that come about? And you know, it had to be a guy. A woman wouldn't.
Because when we were little, we went to SeaWorld in San Antonio, Texas. And I guess this was me, my little brother, discovering himself. And he just sat on one of those water chutes.
Uh-huh.
And we're walking away and it starts going everywhere. So, yeah, it was probably something like that. A guy just decided to sit down on some water shooting up and was like, "Oh, this makes you poop."
There you go. There you go. See that? You know, it had to be a guy. So, I guess the water parks, maybe that's why the water parks are so popular now.
Yeah.
And those fountains, they have the fountains in all the malls.
That shoot up.
Yeah.
If it shoots up, not to sound gross, your butt. So what?
I don't know. Right. Well, you
some
never
people
had
like enema. That. Or,
you never had an enema, Chris?
What?
You know what an enema is, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah, but that's not a pleasant experience at all.
Well, I'm just wondering who was the first guy. Yeah, some people love it. Okay. Some people do it every day. You know, you get up, brush your teeth, have an enema, and go to work.
Yeah.
Put in your coffee and you're on your way. Okay.
Well, I don't know why you would need an enema if you had your coffee.
Well, that's true, too.
There you go. There you go. See, I just wonder these kinds of things. But,
because you're weird.
Yeah, I know. I'm weird. All right. So let's get Loretta to work here. And Loretta, yeah. What's the first vent?
Hi, guys. Well, here we go with another food vent. I have a friend who eats peas one at a time. Yep, one at a time. Is everyone listening to this? She also peels her grapes. I told her that's a weird way to eat and that she shouldn't do it, and she got mad and won't return my calls. I don't want to ruin my friendship over this, but it really annoys me. Signed, Peas in a Pickle.
Wow. I wonder if her friend is actually a monkey or a bird. Well, I mean, yeah, they eat them one at a time.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Oh, well, have you ever seen a bird? Yeah. You never see a bird with a handful of grapes.
Chuck, I don't stare at birds on my time off.
Well, you should.
Oh, why not? We've got great birds around here. The most exciting thing that happened to me last year was there was this giant owl in my tree, and I'm in a palm tree, and I'm like, this is so cool. I spent all day looking at him.
Yeah.
What is
an owl. Giant an owl.
Oh,
yeah.
Owl.
Yeah.
Owl. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've been hearing them. It may be the time of year. Actually, this time of year, there's a lot of birds out there, and I've been hearing birds in where I am. And sometimes I go out there and I'll just, you know, I can hear them like on the poles, just whoo, whoo, and I'll whoo back, you know, and they respond. It's like, I don't know if they think I'm another owl or they think I'm an idiot.
They think you're Pete Townsend.
Yeah.
It's like, this is my dad joke there.
I loved it.
See? Or maybe, Chuck, a bird brain?
A bird brain. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe that's
well, the applause.
They know I'm a bird brain. Look at that. Chris said something funny.
Not really.
Oh my God. It's like, well, this person sounds like a very methodical person, but I understand that many people get great happiness from eating peas and grapes, you know, like one at a time. It's apparently very common. I've known a lot of people to do that.
Well, I think why don't you just not eat that around them? Like that would be me. Is like, if she's eating peas and grapes, like however she wants to do, whatever floats her boat, maybe you just leave. Why these are strange things that don't come every day. So I'm like, how often could you be eating peas and grapes with your friend anyway?
This person
seems a little nutty. Like, you know, you're like, okay, like this is like a weird thing. Cause look, I'm one of those people that's got like misophonia. Smacking food really annoys me. Mm-hmm. But you just go in the other room, and get away from it.
Now, did she say that she eats them all the time, or does she just eat her peas like with her meal?
I think whenever she eats whenever she eats peas or grapes, she eats them one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I've heard of that being, I think it is, like I said, a common thing. A lot of people do that. Just it's a relaxing thing. Some people like to eat popcorn, you know, kernel at a time, you know.
Did she say she eats grapes?
Like peels them. That's why why would you peel the grape?
Right. You know what that is? I'll tell you what that is. That's an attention seeker. Yeah. That's somebody who wants to go, wow, you peel grapes? You're so unusual. Really? Yeah. Just eat the freaking grape.
Well, does she have a lot of friends?
I don't know. Probably not.
I just don't know how you have the ability to peel a grape. Like, I don't have that kind of motor skill in my fingers.
Yeah, I don't either.
You'd have to have a steady hand. It seems like you'd be, you know, just messing up the grape. But hey, if she's happy, she'll live longer than all of us, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you eat peas, you know, one at a time, it's actually a little bit safer that they're not going to fall off your plate, roll across the table, you know, and land on your clothing and create a pea stand, a pea stand. Like, hello, I'll get this out of my face. Jeez, I mean, nobody likes pea stained clothing.
Yeah, they do kind of make a weird stain. It's one of the few things that stains black, like guacamole, too. It's like that green, weird green color. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Peas do the same thing?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
As avocados?
Yeah. Wow. A little bit, that pea stain.
Yeah.
Or the pea stand.
Wow.
My two cents, it's weird. And just take a handful, for God's sakes, or two. Put it on a spoon. Mm. Spoon and eat it like that.
Oh, then people
yeah,
will
I
be going.
I prefer to eat peas with a spoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
People will be going, look, she eats her peas on a spoon. I like stabbing them with a fork, three or four at a time.
Okay, that works.
You know, that works, you know.
Yeah.
So I once had a friend that used to cut his peas in half. He wouldn't eat a whole pea once at a time.
That's weird.
I'm just kidding. It was a joke. But you guys all fell for it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
You should be an actor.
Oh my God.
We believed you.
Anyway, gosh, I'm convincing. Anyway, well, what do we think? Do we take care of this problem? I don't know.
No, I think
you said leave the room. Problem. Like
yeah, leave the room or eat it with a fork or spoon and don't peel your grapes and or don't yeah, do it by yourself. That's my two cents.
And who cares how she eats her peas? Just don't look at them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. All right. So what do we got? We have Loretta, we have another letter. Loretta.
Well, this one's a little raw. I was recently invited to have lunch at a friend's home who I had not seen for a very long time. You can imagine how excited I was to just sit down and have a glass of wine and catch up. Well, after an hour, my friend ordered lunch, so we kept on chatting until the food arrived. When the food came and she opened the bag, it was sushi. I was afraid to eat it. How long was that sushi in the car? It's raw fish. I thought I was going to die. At first, I did not say anything, but then I said, are we going to die from this raw fish? Am I paranoid, or does anybody feel the same way about sushi being delivered? Signed, Sushi, stay in the restaurant.
Not for me. I don't know about you guys. Not for me. Delivery of sushi. It's like, how about all the delivery people that actually pick through the food? People have been caught picking through food, eating people's french fries. Don't touch my fish.
I guess I'm gross. I'm like, oh no, I'm like, sushi delivered. It's one of the few foods that's totally fine. Like, and just don't get it from too far away. But I mean, like, I'm like, no, I'm like, whatever.
Really? And you've never had a problem?
Not with delivered sushi. Like, I've had problems. I ate at a restaurant in Santa Monica, me and my brother, like, and we're at the restaurant and he's like, had to go to the bathroom and throw up. Like, oh you God. Know, so that's why I'm saying sometimes it's like, it's not like it's any more fresh at your restaurant.
Yeah. See, now I got a thing about eating at the sushi bar. I feel like it's better to just eat at the sushi bar instead of, I think you get better attention. And you form a relationship with the sushi chef and you go, hey, give me a little of that. Try that. A lot of times I'll just buy the sushi chef like a beer and then it opens up a chat. They drink, you know, and then I wait to see if they cut off a finger or something because now they're drunk. But I mean, I've done that many times, just buy the sushi chef, a beer. But it's my own personal feeling. I just feel like you're right there. You're watching them do it. But I have gotten sick eating sushi and actually only once in all my life. And it was a sashimi platter, and I don't know if it was just too much raw fish for me. Instead of having like rolls with rice, it was just all fish, you know, or maybe something was bad there, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah, I personally would not want, I don't have the guts like Lucretia does. I would not want to get my sushi delivered. It's like, you know, but you think about it, well, if you go to the sushi restaurant and bring it back home to eat, it's still in the car. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the same thing, but at the same time, you don't know how many deliveries that person had. Maybe you're not the only one and it might be sitting in the car. I'd be afraid.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd chance it.
But you go to the grocery store. A lot of people go to the grocery store and just buy it right there in the produce department or whatever, you know, and take it home.
Yeah, I've done that. And or at my college, like I remember that was one of the few times I got sick on sushi, but it's like, it's because I didn't eat it right away. I like saved it for like maybe an hour later. And I'm like, yep, that's why. Like,
that's my concern. How long is it in the delivery vehicle?
But
in the grocery store, you don't know. It could have been there for, you know, 3 or 4 days before somebody bought it. Hopefully it's refrigerated, but
I think they have to do it like daily with the sushi.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of weird when you think about it anyway. Just you're eating raw fish, you know?
Yeah.
Everything else we cook, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody has raw cow, raw bird.
Well, there is steak tartare.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I've had raw meat.
Yeah, I've had that. Growing up, my mother used to make it all the time. It's weird. Now we don't.
What's there to make? It's raw.
No, you season it.
Oh, yeah. You season it and then eat it raw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a very Armenian thing to do.
And I guess nobody has raw bird, right?
Yeah, because the salmonella risk with bird is the only reason.
Yeah. And that would be very foul.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
jeez. Oh,
I just thought I'd feather in a little humor. See what I did? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
I
whatever.
My beak in the water.
Okay, it's time to fly away. All right, should we move on to the next one?
I guess so. We can't solve this problem. You know, it's up to
don't
you.
Eat sushi.
don't eat it delivered or go with Lucretia. She apparently does with it.
Whatever.
All right. Here's the next vent. It's from No Dog Loyalty. All right, here we go. I truly don't understand man's best friend. I feed our dog. I take her for a walk. I bathe her. I give her treats. And she still runs after my girlfriend when she comes home and will spend the rest of the night with her. What the hell? Who's the one taking care of her? Me. But all that goes out the window the minute my girlfriend walks in the door. I'm told this is uncommon. So if it is, what am I doing wrong? I love my dog and I love my girlfriend, but what the heck? I become second fiddle. Please help me to improve. And it's signed, No Dog Loyalty.
I don't think you're doing anything wrong here as a man. I think most dogs are attracted or gravitate towards women. And personally, I can't blame them. I find myself attracted to women more than men. You know, it's just that's the way it is. So it's like,
you know what you should do? Put like a little repellent on the chair that she sits on. So when the dog runs to her and she smells that repellent and it runs away and your girlfriend's like, what the hell? What did I do wrong? Like have the dog just run completely away from her.
Nah, I think they would overcome that. I don't know. Lucretia, I don't know. Do you have animals or?
Yeah, I have a big husky who's just beautiful. Oh. He's the baby. And then we have cats, which they do not get along at all. Mm. But yeah, like my mom kind of hates that the husky who I got for her when he was a puppy is now my big buddy. It's like, oh, no, he won't leave his sissy. Oh, he's just a baby. So I do understand this guy's problem because my mom has that same problem with me. But the key here, if you want to be the most liked, dude, just get some treats in your pocket all the time. Just, you know, meat in the pocket. It's a dog. Dogs are easily led. How do you think I picked Loki? You know,
I have treat pouch on me all the time when I'm walking the dogs. And every dog in the neighborhood, when they see me, they just come pulling, you know, they're pulling to me. Or some of my neighbors even like let their dog off leash and the dog just is a beeline, you know, for me. So
they smell it probably, right?
No, they just know that it's me coming. You know, actually, when I go out and I walk in the morning, there's this one dog, Rocky, that lives down like two blocks down. And when I walk without my dogs, because my dogs want to walk slow and I want to walk fast, so I take, you know, walks on my own. Rocky sees me sometimes in the morning and he'll bark at me like he's pissed off because he knows I don't have treats when I'm just walking alone.
That's cute.
It's really crazy. But women also have like softer voices and their behaviors are different from men. And I think that's just, you know, higher voice and, you know, the dogs are attracted, you know, to that kind of a thing. So,
but it's weird that the rest of the night, it's just stuck to the girl. It's like it doesn't want to even have anything to do with the guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have that here. I mean, I could spend all day with my dogs but boy, when mommy comes home, you know, I'm lucky if I have one dog sitting with me, you know, they just pile on her, you know, or maybe they miss her. I don't know, because she wasn't home all day.
Yeah, that's cute. Maybe.
Yeah. That could be. Yeah.
So you're right, Chuck. I don't think this person's doing anything wrong. I just think, like Lucretia says, just keep a whole bunch of treats in your pocket and maybe the dog will never leave you. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my dogs are, they know, like, you know, you get up to go to bed in the evening and, you know, it's like, I'll go, okay, let's go outside and pee, you know, and they all jump up. And when they come back in, you know, I give them a treat and then we go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a routine. Dogs like routines.
Yeah.
Cats, so, on the other hand, they don't care about you.
Yeah.
I've had both.
So this guy, some cats are lovable.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah. they are lovable, but they're a little bit more aloof, you know. I mean, I used to have my Great Dane and four cats, and they all used to lay on the couch together. And, you know, I've got pictures of, you know, all five of them just hanging out. But I did have one cat that has nothing to do with any of this, but would just not be around, you know, was always under the furniture. Somebody new walked in the house, you wouldn't see her. What was her name? Frappy. Because I walked into a Starbucks to get a Frappuccino, and then I walked into the pet adoption at Petco right next door. So I named her Frappy because she was kind of coffee colored.
That's cute.
Yeah. I used to call her Frappy, but you know, the long name on the birth certificate and her baptismal certificate and bar mitzvah papers and all that stuff was Frappuccino.
Your dog has two religions.
You know, you can't be too safe.
Yeah, and that's all my dog Zephyr got her name was. We were adopting her from the PetSmart, went into the Applebee's next door while they were, you know, getting everything together, and the Zephyr song came on by Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's like, that's her name, Zephyr.
Yeah, cute.
I thought that you were at the Mercury dealer because there used to be a car called a Zephyr. Yeah.
Yep. So. Okay, then.
Well, it all works. All right, well. So what did we do? Did we solve a problem here? No, but we just gave some thought to this guy. So, you know, he doesn't, I don't know if we gave him any laughs, but we gave him some thoughts. And thoughts are good. They're good for the brain. Well, I guess this wraps up this episode of Vent This. Lucretia Lyon, thank you for being with us. Do you have any things you want to tell us, what you're doing, where you're appearing before we go?
I could always do my lovable sign up. Since I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
Nice.
There we go. And it's nice. Lyon. It's Lyon. Lucretia Lyon.
Yes. So, no S.
Well, I'm hoping that if you were listening closely, you picked up some useful information here and some brain food and maybe a couple of chuckles and all that stuff is very helpful. Helpful. Did I say helpful? Yes, I did say helpful. So, don't forget to go to ventthis.org and write us a vent right on the website. You can leave us a vent, or you can call us and leave a voicemail at 818-570-2535. That's 818-570-2535. Leave a voicemail vent. We'll play it on an upcoming episode. Now, I think you should all go out and smile at a lot of people today, and it will make them nervous.
Also, Chuck, they can follow us on Ventus Podcast on Instagram, right?
That's right. And now we're getting on YouTube also. Go to YouTube and stare at the screen that has a logo on it and listen to us.
We got nothing else. All right.
All right. As we say in Italy, ciao.
Ciao for now.